Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, Scarab and Rootmar are forced to deal with the mopey Monet. They head over to the Gandering Goose in the hopes that Flayleaf is for sale. Much to their surprise, Sox, the gnome shopkeeper, has a whole operation running underground and growing the stuff. After a lot of screaming, our party leaves with 12 nicely rolled Flayleaf joints. Scarab then offers some to Monet, hoping to put her in a better mood, but she refuses. Rootmore and Scarab decide to light up anyway, and the party heads over to Sharavos' tower. As a cat, Monet hears the girl's scream, and our heroes rush into the tower to find the occupants being attacked by undead. Our story continues now!
So Sabrum swings down at the zombie with a...
What is she swinging with?
Her hand.
Her hand.
So yeah, she reaches her arm back like with an open palm, almost like a slapping motion, and she like strikes down with a force that seems far exceeding that of a little girl. It is a hit, and as it comes down, it does 12 points of slashing damage.
Wow.
All right, so you see her hand slam down, and you can hear like a slicing noise followed by a squelching as there's like a chunk of this zombie's like stringy guts that are out that just get slapped away and slung across the floor, and it flings blood in that direction, and it sends the zombie reeling back, stumbling for a moment.
Wow.
That is going to be it for Savrum's turn as it moves to the electrical-looking zombie next, who turns its head... overlooking in that direction, seeing what just happened. So it's right there between Monet and Scarab. It's going to turn its head back to you, and again, this thing's face, it's like covered in bits of metal, like scrap and wire. Its eyes are like covered by like a metal banding, leaving you with only like its rotted nose and this exceedingly wide, lipless smile that it has. And it opens its mouth in front of the two of you, and you can see the electricity that's like lightly arcing around it begins to build up on these two huge coils that are mounted to its back. And the electricity begins wrapping around its face, coalescing at its mouth, until you can see a small ball of electricity starting to build up in front of you. I need a reflex save from you, Monet, Scarab, and Tricky.
Okay.
Your electricity's weak. See Monet do better.
Rumor doesn't have to roll.
Nope.
Okay.
It is a direction attack.
Ah.
AoE directional cone. Money, what'd you get?
I got a 24.
That is a pass. So half damage on this for you. And for Tricky.
Tricky, 30. Scarab, 20.
Scarab fails. Tricky passes. All right. So this is going to be 4d12 electricity damage.
That's disgusting.
That's 19 points of electricity damage if you failed, or 10 if you succeeded. Sorry, it's rounded down, right? Mm-hmm. So that would be 9 if you succeeded. And as this, like, there's a loud crackling followed by, like, almost a thunderclap as this, like, beam of electricity goes out of the two of you. And you can see that, like, the last vestiges of electricity, like, kind of fizzle out of the zombie, and it's, like, slouching forward. Like, it seems visibly exhausted by doing this. You doubt it would be able to do something that grandiose again, at least for, oh, I don't know, hypothetically a minute.
Okay.
Nice.
So it'll never do it again for the rest of its life.
That is its turn. And it moves to the hulking zombie standing next to the two of you.
Is it on a table? What is this cross-shaped shape?
That was an AoE for somebody.
Oh, okay.
and I don't remember what it was.
It was Monet's.
Yeah, it was Monet's. It is difficult terrain in there. It's from her... What the hell is it called?
Oh, the earthquake thing that you did, right?
Yeah. What the hell is it called? Tremor.
All right, so this big bruiser of a zombie lifts up its meaty arm and swings it down at you, Monet. Not a good roll. Does a 23 hit you?
It does.
Damn.
Okay. And that is going to do...
I will say, I'm not allowed to say, am I?
I don't know. What are you going to say?
Tricky and Scarab look kind of...
I was going to ask you. I was waiting for a lull to ask, like, how things are going.
Well, Tricky looks pissed, but you can tell he's hurting. He's doing that damn Piccolo Goku thing where they're all beat up, and you know they're going to get their ass kicked, but they just look like, ooh, I'm so tough. It's like, stop being tough, bro. Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm out of stamina with Scarab, but that's about it.
Did I redo the damage already?
No, you did not.
I'm so sorry. That is 16 points of bludgeoning damage. And as its huge heavy fist collides with you, it actually, the force almost seems to push back against you, like it might knock you back 5 feet. Does a 17 beat your fortitude DC?
No.
Get that shit okay. out of here.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're talking about the door crusher.
You can feel the heft of it behind you. If you were of lesser constitution, you know it would have sent you flying backwards. But you stand your ground. Let's see. He's got one more.
Monet coughs up blood.
There is a second fist coming down at you, Monet. Ooh, that one's a 24 to hit.
Yep.
Fuck.
9 points of bludgeoning damage. And with that, that brings us back to the top of initiative with Scarab.
Scarab, with his left hand, levels his pistol. Levels his revolver at the brooding hulk of the zombie's head. Fires. It's going to be a 33 to hit.
Ha!
33 is a critical hit.
Finally!
Yeah!
Please.
That's going to be 32 points of magical piercing.
Your shot goes through the zombie's skull, sending the remains of its rotting brains splattering against the ceiling, and there's a massive thud as its colossal body collides with the ground.
Yes,
one down, two to go.
Scarab looks back, sees Monet in pain, looks at himself. He and Tricky got scar marks, scorch marks on him. I'm going to do a Rakentor's reload. Scarab's going to throw his hand out towards the other zombie, releasing shell casings and whatnot at it.
Mm-hmm.
While reloading, I want to try to distract it with a deception.
Okay, let me get that DC. That is perception DC. I've got it locked in.
Oh, I want to use my deal. I want to use my daily.
It may not be worth it, because this would give me... It would be flat-footed to me, I think. So it's not...
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I like the enthusiasm, though.
Yes. Yes,
I see them.
Too.
I see them sitting there.
But I have a...
You got bones. You got four.
I got four of them.
I got a bad feeling about everything else in this room. I don't know. Okay. 21 to hit.
21 is a success. Oh, I'm
or
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, wrong thing.
But it is a 21 for deception. I said to hit.
That actually is a failure.
Okay.
Oh,
barely a failure.
Scarab just dumps some empty shells on this dude. They get stuck in his like clavicle and whatnot. It just looks gross. let me be honest about my ammo here. Scarab's gonna fire again, or. Not again. Well, he's going to fire again. But that this guy this time.
The Lightning Man?
Lightning Man. 18 to hit.
Miss.
No.
No! Oh, I should have used up.
Second shot that you let out hits him what looks like squarely in the head, but it has actually collided with the metal banding going across his eyes. And as his head like leans back down, you can see him smiling with a massive dent over one of his eye sockets.
Tricky, in that moment, seeing the smiling of this accursed beast, gets a free action and gores at its crotch.
Pee-pee.
Yes.
I'm going to use my daily PP.
Okay.
I'm using my daily ass PP. Sorry, Mom.
All right, Tricky. So yes, this is like one of the, maybe the first time I've actually used this, where if I don't use a command on Tricky, Tricky gets a free action.
Yes.
Get him.
No, that's a miss. Oh.
PP
oh my
was
God.
Used.
Thank you.
PP
I was gonna
has
use,
been used.
I was going to use one of mine, but then you did yours before because you were already locked and loaded.
I was locked and loaded.
So, no rubber.
Come on. 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
23 to
yes.
hit.
Hell yes.
Thank you. It's going to be 15 damage piercing.
15 piercing. Savage hit.
That's it. That's it.
Rootmore, you're up.
Rootmore was about to start running to go assist the little girl because she's going one-on-one with this other zombie in the back that's playing with its intestines.
Yuck.
Then he sees his friends take some huge hits, and then he pulls out his tape measure. He's like, oh, undead, 30 feet. Oh.
Oh, yeah, brother. 100%.
Yeah.
We get to find out if the little girl's undead, too.
Three action heal.
Sure do.
Burst.
Oh, shit.
3d8. Fuck. So, 9 healing to everyone.
Okay.
And then I need a fortitude save from the undead.
9 healing?
Yeah, that's it. A little shittily.
Hey,
it's freaking something. That's points to us and not points to them.
Takes back that last attack on Monet.
Right.
Yeah, word.
All right, so fortitude saves, right?
Yeah.
We'll start with the shock zombie because he's closest to you.
Wait!
Disadvantage with PP?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
going to use another one of my
no,
PP.
That one you handed
this
me.
This one I give to you.
Hell that one's yeah. gone forever. Okay, good. So I rolled an 11 and an 18, so that'd be an 11. Plus 25.
That's a pass.
Okay, so Damn. How does it work? Half or ignore? How's
Half.
That work? Half? Okay, so he'll take
Five.
4 points.
Four. Is it always
yeah,
always rounded down?
Round
yeah,
down.
Rounds.
No, we should house rule.
So 4 points of positive there. And then next is the Dirge Piper. 25.
Damn.
So 9 or 5, 4 to him as well. Matt's got me thinking 5 for half.
Yeah, well, it's because it's the party. So the party's round up. The you roll it round down.
6. Okay.
And now the little girl.
Yeah, and if she took damage, she would get 9 health.
But if she takes damage from this, she is undead.
You do not see any sort of effect on Sabrum.
Okay.
Because she passed. I swear to God, dude. Nah, JK, no. I'm trying to...
She hasn't been hit yet.
Little girl! Are you undead? I didn't answer!
We have a cleric we need to know.
Now she'll never answer.
Anything else?
That's it. All three actions.
Can
Monet.
I have one?
They took that weakness too.
They took that weakness too.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I have a question.
Uh huh.
As far as going diagonal, hey everyone, we use squares instead of. Wait. Yeah.
Well, we do hex
squares.
When we're playing live.
We use hex when we're using our. Never mind. It doesn't matter. As far as moving diagonal. Is it every other that is?
5 yeah. first, then 10, then
okay.
5, then 10.
5, then 15, 10.
But also if you, what is it, hold Q?
20, 25, 30. Yes! Okay. So I'm just going to show you my path, and you tell me. Monet's movement is 30. Okay? 5. Correct?
This is 30.
That's exactly where she's going.
Now, Cody, on the map, those other... So sorry if you already just mentioned this, but those other rectangles, those are like tables.
Correct. Yeah. Those
are they to the ceiling? Is like that one in the middle?
They're not to the ceiling. You could do an acrobatics to get over them.
Okay.
So Monet will use one action to move where she did. Confirmed by you, 30 feet.
Yes.
She will then, here we go, lightning dash. I believe right here will be 30 feet.
And does lightning dash have the electricity trait?
It do.
Okay. Here's something that happens, Monet, because as you begin to build up the electricity around you, getting ready to dash, you take a stance ready to explode forward, and as you do, you suddenly don't propel forward. In fact, what ends up happening is the electricity around you, you watch, zips from you over to the two conduits on the back of the electrical zombie.
Ooh.
And the electricity begins bouncing back and forth between them, and you can see his muscles begin to twitch and spasm, and he rears back with his arms spread wide, and he lets out a loud scream, just a
yeah,
as he has countered your spell and absorbed your electricity. He now appears to be twitching in place. Ugh. Like he is moving faster than before.
Man, minutes do go by fast. Wow. Sometimes.
God, that feels so cool.
Wow.
Cody just had a DM moment. A DM moment, the thing that the DM waits for.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Not so fast, Kaiba. You've activated my trap card. Pot of greed.
Oh. Illegal!
Objection!
Hey, everyone.
I summon Pot of Greed!
Hey, listeners. I just wanted to let you know, today is my last episode. I quit.
Damn.
Fuck. That means half our viewership goes away.
So, that action is lost.
That is Monet's turn. It's a waste of a fucking turn! Sorry, Mom, but I'm mad.
Alrighty.
Damn.
No, we got this, Monet. I predict you're going to have a big moment this app.
Up next is going to be Music Man.
Music sucks. Should have brought Edgren.
Edgren!
Yes. Edgren!
We got to have a bard battle sometime.
Just yell for him. He'll come. Is that a window? Edgren! Edgren!
Now it's going to be the musical zombie.
I hope he does. Oh my god, I don't know if I could, dude.
Sorry.
Yo, P, I got some of these. You used yours, but I got some of these.
I should've...
No. You used yours at the right time. I got these.
Okay.
I mean, Tricky wouldn't have killed that other dude, or wouldn't have hit this dude without that. Okay. He's a couple hits away.
Okay. Maybe I want to steal his electricity. You know, you ever think about that? You ever ask me if I want to steal his electricity?
Because
maybe I want to.
There's definitely a way you can. I don't know if we're at that level yet. Maybe.
Hold on.
You can like counterspell, but I don't know if you have the ability to steal magic yet.
Allow me a moment.
That's like your class, though, right?
Allow me a moment to read Extract Element. All right.
Oh, yeah, get it. Like, take it back. That's yours. Take it back. You guys play volleyball. We figure out the town mystery. That reminds me of Limp Bizkit rolling air raid vehicle DMX.
What?
Oh my god, dude.
You gonna read it?
I'll pass it to you.
Pass it to me. Oh, that's really good for a podcast.
And you have this? Yeah, that's so cool, dude.
Yeah. Okay, we're trying to keep secrets from Cody. Cody.
I like when you do that. It's so funny when you make your D's T's.
Cody.
But not when we're having sex, because that hurts.
the fuck?
Mad you.
Because it's like how cats, their D's turn into T's. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because they get the weird barbs that come out.
Well, it's making the shape of the penis joke.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard their penises D's, are like, their skin T's. Is like shark skin or something.
They like lock in.
Why don't you just ask Jasper?
Because there's shark. Because there's sharks. It's like shark skin, but it works in the same way as a finger trap does, where it's like they have to be able to pull out eventually. Sorry, I'm talking about National Geographic. National Geographic. Yeah. It's okay.
David Attenborough's got your back.
But
dude.
They have to be able
they
to.
The feline penis, majestic in its shape, although it hides a dangerous secret.
Now you see what the feline penis does. It goes in there and it's. If there's anything I would talk bad about on a feline, a cat with the penis, is the fact that it goes in there and they anchor up. They
sorry,
just,
Mom.
Like a Gatling gun from a Batman. It just goes up there and it goes, shink, and it sticks in to make it happen, and that's not okay. But they do have to be able to pull it out. So like a finger trap. You know how you like hold on to it so you can slide your finger out? They're doing that same thing with their penis, because otherwise they would just destroy that thing.
I learned a lot today.
Yeah. See, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the zombie that's playing its organs as an instrument is going to reach both of its hands into its guts and pull out some of its intestines and fling them, lashing them towards Sabrum.
The best part is that I'm just like using educated guesses. Keep it in.
Everyone knows this podcast for entertainment only.
Mm-hmm. If you learn something from us,
tell us. Yeah. Leave a comment.
It'd be funny.
The organs whip out, and whip is the appropriate word, as they make a squelching clap through the air as they snap in place, but Sabrum narrowly dodges,
nice,
ducking
Sabrum
to the side as it spins in place to whip it forward again.
Whip it good.
Whip it good.
He does.
That is a hit.
No, Sabrum!
Whip it.
Whip it, Sabrum.
So if you like to mix two songs? Whip it real good. Whip it.
Stop.
She takes 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
She dies.
Oh, no!
No!
It is now Charvros Vade's turn.
Do something!
Please save us from this electric man!
He's just a mannequin the whole time. Fucking crash dummy. He's got X's for eyes.
He tried drinking a potion last time, but he sickened.
He did drink it. He succeeded. He succeeded on the. He retched, succeeded, and then drank the potion.
Okay.
I forgot.
Gross. Pours it on the ground.
I can't drink this. Kombucha.
So full.
All right, Sabrum, you see him, even though he's slumped weakly on the floor, he has a genuine look of concern on his face as he sees. Sorry, Charvros has a genuine look of concern on his face as he sees Sabrin being attacked by the zombie. The concern immediately turns to anger, and he reaches a hand out towards Sabrin, and as he begins to cast the spell, you see his hand begin to, like, vibrate in place, and then so too does Sabrin as he casts Blur on her.
Nice, cool. Bro! Except that doesn't really super help us, Savaros.
Here's the thing. I won't metagame. Are we allowed to metagame? We've been playing this for, 4 years now? I still don't know when I'm allowed to talk
to
my friend.
Here's the deal.
I don't think he's a good guy, Felicia.
Here's the thing. I think that we're fine to metagame conversationally, because I think that we are pretty good at separating ourselves from our characters.
Monet.
Also, you're making a lot of assumptions. What do you know about him?
I know nothing. Matthew is drunk and Scarab is high. Yo, Monet. Bleeding out. Monet. I don't think that guy's too good.
You're wrong, Scarab. He's a father.
He had a genuine look of concern.
Scarab gets really dejected, and he's like taking Monet's anger real personal right now. So he kind of turns away. He's like, maybe I should go. And he walks downstairs.
Wait, we need you!
Damn it!
It is now Savrin's turn. She is concealed due to the effects of blur, and she's going to use that opportunity, looking down at her hands and seeing her shape distorted. She's going to attempt to hide.
Okay.
By making a distraction against the zombie first. So she's going to do her deception DC against its will DC. She gets a natty 16.
Okay.
And she confuses the zombie enough to then use her second action to hide. The zombie has lost sight of her, and for her final action, she's going to attack from stealth.
Does that make blur go away? Or I don't know if I've ever been in this position.
No,
can you
blur
continue?
Lasts for rounds.
You would just have to hide again. I'm so sorry to fucking bullet train into this, but what
it
if
will
she...
cause her to become observed. But she is still.
But she could technically hide and then sneak attack.
I apologize.
Again.
No, we have to take that back.
Damn! Oh.
Blur cannot be used. Can't use this concealment to hide or sneak.
Oh.
Damn.
But it does, doesn't it give disadvantage?
It just means that, yeah, when he swings at her, it's going to be, it's going to have to make a flat five check or it'll miss.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Well, fine. I didn't want to have fun with Savrim anyway.
But it would be cool if you, like, ducked into a ball and just kind of became super shimmery.
Yeah.
To where it's like, where is this person?
So we're going to roll it slightly back. Just not going to use the second action. No. First action was to create a distraction or diversion. We're still going to leave the second action open. She's just going to attack.
Okay.
So normal attack. She's not hidden. She didn't hide or sneak or anything like that. Natty 19. I almost said 61 because they put the dot on the weird side of the die. Got a 61 on my d20.
Wow.
She critically hits.
Nice, Savrum.
Finally.
We need her in our party.
Yeah.
Let's bring the child.
Bring the child.
Destroy the child.
We'll kill the father if we have to.
19 points of damage.
I mean,
very nice.
I'm all for like I don't know. I'm assuming that she might be hag blood or witch or something, or maybe even undead. But I'm totally cool with that. You just gotta do it for good. Can't be having our neighborhood cemetery workers getting attacked by zombies.
And she'll go for a second attack.
Alicia farted.
Oh, is that what I smell?
I thought that was my shoe.
No, it was your booty.
No, it was Garrus's baby. I thought it was stepping on my shoe.
I thought it was my shoe, but I poo my pants.
I didn't toot it. I stepped on a dog toy, y'all.
Real convincing. Well, she hits with that one as well.
Oh,
let's go.
6 more points of slashing damage.
Good.
And that is Savrum's turn, bringing it back to the electrical screamy guy.
I don't like him.
I love him. All right, first thing that happens is as the zombie is standing there twitching with the electricity building up on it, it suddenly begins to vibrate at a high frequency. And it almost seems to be like flickering in and out of existence. It's moving so quickly in place. You imagine that hitting it would be incredibly difficult. And the second thing that happens is as this creature looks like almost like flittering film, like when it's moving with a frame missing in the middle, you see its arm moving almost in slow motion upwards before Monet, you feel suddenly the weight of its hand slapping against you as it goes to slash you.
Wait!
Objection!
Uh-huh. Objection! PP.
Okay.
Another PP. Can I trade? Let me trade my daily for that.
Daily PP down?
Yeah.
Okay. Two swings. First one, natty 18. Second one, natural 1.
Yes!
Hell yeah!
Amazing!
Uh-oh.
You're gonna blow it.
Good. Kill yourself.
This is an unarmed attack, and so if either of you or Tricky has a reaction, he triggers it as if he triggered an AOO.
Give me a second.
Oh?
You're within range. You can make an AOO.
Yeah.
More.
Because Tricky does have reactions, but they're super specific.
I'm going to swing my hammer at you because you fucked up.
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. I'm
28 to hit.
No, it's fine.
That is a hit.
Oh, neat.
Wow. Put him down so we could take care of that crazy, crazy boy up there.
Yeah, the crazy boy.
With the organs.
With the organs.
12 bludgeoning.
Huh?
12 points of bludgeoning.
Spiritual.
You feel like with this creature moving as it does, that not all of that went through. It's like your hammer, as soon as it makes contact with this like flickering entity, it almost feels like it goes like ding, 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 like it's hitting through it and colliding with different parts of it.
Was I supposed to make a flat check?
No.
Oh, no, you were not. That just happens. Holy shit.
Do you do spiritual damage with your melee? No.
And that was 12 points, you said?
Probably.
Let's give it 17.
Yeah, I think it was 12.
Well, it's giving 30.
Giving me 30 vibes. That's going to be it for its turn, which brings us to the top of round 4 for Scarab.
Again, out of anger, Scarab is going to reload his weapon and he's going to shuck those shells. Just this time, just a little more pissy about it. He's going to try to shuck them like right at this dude's eyes. So I'm going to, we're going to be deception. I'm going to do a deception. Or, yeah, deception. I want to get this guy to, like, I don't know. Just be a little, look at the ground or something. Just get a little, just get a little.
Stop looking at me.
It's going to be a 27.
Success.
Yeah.
Scarab's going to, with anger, just flick of the wrist, launch a shell.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
Flick of the wrist.
Launch a shell at this dude's forehead. It tings off of his metal bracer, sending this guy's eye. Does he have eyes?
The band is across his eyes.
Okay, so he's
like one in the middle, so he's got like a weird kind of like head cage.
So it dings him in just full mouth open, just mouth breathing, just looks up into the sky backwards as Scarab fires, hopefully into this dude's throat. Okay, so with your dude at a disadvantage.
Yep, -2 to his AC.
20 to hit.
Oh, come on.
Because of that, that is a hit.
Yeah. Oh, my God, thank goodness. I was like, that. Oh, 9. Oh, no. My shit's like so fucking low right now with the sickness. Okay, that's going to be 5 magical piercing. And then I will use Tricky's support benefit.
5 points of magic piercing, you said? As your bullet collides with this flickering creature, it almost seems to, like, it's like approaching the throat of the creature, and you see the bullet as it is about to make contact begins vibrating in place as well, and seems to stand still like it's done no damage.
And it just freaking flips. Either way, I need to get Tricky, nimble, or savage one of these days. Because my attack hit, and who knows if this will work or not, support benefit, my Tricky gores my foes. Until the start of my next turn, my strikes that deal damage to a creature in my... Or I didn't deal damage. Is that a technicality?
It does. It deals 0 damage, but that means it deals damage.
In Tricky's reach, also deal 1d6 persistent bleed damage.
Okay. So that's on its turn, it'll bleed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know. I will have a d6 in my tray and hope for the best. If my boar is nimble or savage, something else happens.
And for anybody that disagrees with the rule, it's like, well, it did no damage, so it didn't deal damage. This is a proposition in which it speaks mathematically. If you deal X damage, in this case, X is equal to 0. It dealt damage. The damage just happened to be 0. That statement is in there just saying, hey, as long as your thing was a hit.
Sounds good to me.
Which it would have been. It just didn't seem to do any damage.
Yeah, damn. Okay.
I like it.
So, final action.
Yeah, I play magic.
Scarab's getting a little distraught. Scarab's going to reload his weapon like a normal little kobold and
Tricky is going to walk or briskly run 30 feet away.
I also like that imagery too, just thinking about as the bullet is like hovering closer and closer, you can see it like press against the neck, vibrating in place, and there's just like a bit of blood starting to pool down from that spot, but the bullet is locked in place.
Yeah, Tricky doesn't want to, but knows they need to move. Oh, right, that's difficult. Frick, I don't know. How long is that difficult terrain there? Like a minute?
Until the start of my next turn, so it should be done.
Okay, so it's gone. Yeah, Tricky's going to move 30 feet, and that's it. Move 30 feet to the left side of the room, then creating a triangle between the party.
Brings it to Rootmore. Now, Rootmore is something that I missed before, so I gave you grace on it. But now, as you're standing here, there's this overwhelming feeling coming from behind you, like the hairs on the back of your neck are standing up. And as you glance over your shoulder and you stare back at this bizarre zombie that's wielding its intestines as an instrument and a weapon, you feel a sudden sense of fear begin to overwhelm you.
Damn it.
You feel like if you can't get away from this creature, that you will be feared one. And so you currently are fear one just because of the guy behind you.
Oh boy. Okay. Ooh.
I'm having a lot of fun. What a fun combat.
This is interesting
fun
fight.
Combat.
So you don't roll for that or anything?
You do not. There is no save. Strictly speaking, there is just some ominous energy emanating from this thing that is giving you a sense of fear.
So frightened one.
Mm-hmm.
This is like such an interesting form of a fight that we have had before, which was three different elemental fight. I don't remember when or where, but we fought three different. There was a wind, fire, and
in Baldur's Gate 3.
I feel like it was on the table. I don't know. I feel like we've had one of these in the Imagination Land.
Yeah, I just don't know when we fought elementals. Maybe in
maybe freaking not. It could have been Baldur's Gate, but this. The zombie take on this type of fight is such a cool way.
Did we fight elementals in Age of Ashes?
We did. We fought the fire elemental.
The fire method in the beginning.
But you know what I mean. Just the, like, this is such a Pokemon battle.
Yeah.
And I love that.
There's some rock, paper, scissors going on here.
Yeah, it's so cool. Because as a party, you kind of want to be doing that yourselves, of course.
This feels very much like a Baldur's Gate fight.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rootmore turns and sees the source of what he's kind of spooked about. He's like, stop scaring me! He points his hammer at this thing and he casts heal for 43 points of heal.
Whoa!
I need a fortitude save.
Brother, that's huge.
That's wild.
That is the two action heal, which is
yeah.
24 big plus fortitude. 3d8.
That's crazy, dude.
All right, let's
big
see.
Big hit. So
good,
much.
Good rolls then. Good rolls.
Yeah, I rolled 2 8s.
That's crazy.
Fortitude. I'm so sorry, Imad. 29.
That's only a success. So half of 43, which is 21.
Which is still massive.
21
plus
which is spiritual damage.
Exactly enough.
Oh, good.
Thanks to Savram.
Oh!
For this zombie's guts to immediately burst in light of holy flame as its body shrivels on itself, screaming out in an unholy chorus before it slumps to the ground motionless.
Stop trying to scare me!
Holy light of Rootmore!
You are no longer frightened.
Thank you! And you! Stop taking my friend's energy!
Rootmore
turns
like
around
nothing.
And swings his hammer at this other electric piece of shit.
Lay it down.
No.
Oh, yes. 17 plus 14.
That's a hit.
31?
31.
31.
I think.
31 is a critical.
Wow!
Give it to me.
Kill him.
Oh, please help. Help, where are my dice?
How rushing.
Okay. 22 bludgeoning.
Oh, that's big damage.
Sorry, 21?
22.
Sorry, I was not trying to shortcut it.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Friggin' big turn, Rootmore.
Once again, as your hammer comes down, it has that kind of like as it slows down right before it collides with the zombie. But you see that as soon as it touches, and it seems almost like barely touch, it's been slowed down so much, but once it touches the zombie, it seems to, for a very moment, just like flail in place, like a big jerk. But again, it's doing that like flickering, like stop motion movement that happens. But you feel like, while not all of the damage went through, still a big hit right on the back of that zombie.
Crow's lagging.
Okay. Cool. That's it.
That'd be Monet.
Monet is pissed. She channels her elements. And then she sticks her hand directly in this electrical zombie's face. And she says, "Give that back!" And she is going to extract elements from this zombie.
Yeah.
I need...
Pull it back.
Take back what's yours.
I need a fortitude save with this pee-pee.
You know what? Let me use my daily.
Oh my god.
We're just rocking them dailies.
let's go.
All right. Let me get another d20 out instead of rolling this one twice.
There's a big fight right here.
2d20s, taking the lower. 19.
That is a fail.
Oh, yes.
All right, so what happens?
Okay, so d4. So you will take 3d4 damage with no damage type. It is magical damage. Because she is just sapping the electricity from the back from this creature.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this creature takes 9 damage.
Okay.
And that has no damage type?
No damage type.
Okay.
It is just like sapping energy from it.
That's so cool, dude.
And now this creature is susceptible to her impulses. So if she uses something that it has a resistance to, it no longer has resistance or immunity to it.
Okay.
Wow.
Look at our Monet. She's like a dang old Oddish.
That's my favorite Pokemon.
But she's a metal Oddish. Yeah.
And now Monet will do a elemental blast.
All right. What type of elemental blast?
Earth.
Okay.
Go Ground. Fuck yourself.
Well, as it turns out...
Oh, it's
no, probably. I'm just kidding. You're fine.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows went up. Don't act like you were all right.
Well, just sometimes it can be confusing. Like, does that mean it takes no damage? What is it? I mean, if we're talking Pokemon.
That is a 30 to hit.
Ah,
30 is a hit, not a crit.
Okay.
Unless... Your distraction only makes it flat-footed to you with the Rakathura's reload.
Let me triple 100% check, but I should know this. It's dancing like on the edge of my mind, the rules here, because I literally just saw them.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The end of my turn. It's, yeah.
So it'll be for a full round. But the thing I did forget is that whether you succeed or fail on attempting to create a diversion, future attempts enact a +4 bonus on the creature.
Oh, word. So it wouldn't have even.
It might have still. I don't remember what you rolled. We're going to roll with it anyway.
Yes, yeah,
so, but he is flat-footed until the end of the turn, which means a 30 would be a critical hit.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Okay, nice. Can I get a friendship D8?
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay, so that is...
Looking to see how your die went. Yeah. If it was good or bad.
Y'all's dies did better than mine.
We did great in mine.
Oh, cool.
I rolled a 3, so that says something. No.
15 bludgeoning.
Okay.
That's pretty sick.
Okay. So when you reached forward to pull the elements before your attack, you felt that same kind of resistance that Rootmore experienced. You wouldn't have any way of knowing, but as you reached out and pulled it, it's almost like... Yours felt different. It's like while you were trying to wrench something from the creature, instead of feeling like strong resistance, it's almost like you felt extra pull. Almost like you were tugging at something that is there and isn't there rapidly, over and over again. before you draw the energy, and you see some of the electricity leaving the creature as its arcs begin to fade. And even in the slow motion, like, flickering movement that it's doing, it seems like it's more sluggish than it was before. And okay, as you unleash the blast, your elemental energy, you see it go forth, this emanation of earth, and it does not slow down in this field. It almost goes straight through, and you see the zombie react. Like, it suddenly jerks backwards, barely standing on two legs. Its back twisted in an unnatural motion before it slowly begins to stand back up. How much damage was that again?
That was 15.
15 big Legend. Damage.
Yeah. And I think you understood the assignment, but it is susceptible to my impulses.
Yes, that is exactly why it didn't look like your earth slowed down.
Earth! You understood the assignment.
He understood the assignment.
Yeah, I've got good reading comprehension.
I have bad explanation.
Mine's pretty bad. It sucks.
Skills. Bad explanation.
I get everything figured out in here. Just don't ask me about it. Just don't ask me about
it. Yeah, so basically
Matthew's
she's
touching
like,
his wiener right now.
She's like,
Don't ask about my wiener!
I get it all figured out in here.
She's basically just pissed because it took her electricity, and she's like, oh, I'm going to make you pay for that.
Yeah.
And just made it so it cannot resist the damage that she gives it anymore.
It's cool Dragon Ball Z moves.
Yeah, Mene is like, I'm going to make you pay for that. Puts out a hand and is like, come on, pay up.
Come on.
Seriously, man.
Let's go back to the casino.
Felicia's running hot.
And that is the end of Mene's turn. Three single actions, which is rare for Mene.
Yeah,
it's badass. See, that's a pretty good turn. Pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
Felicia was afraid she wasn't going to have a good turn. But that turn was pretty sick.
You could have stopped with afraid.
Felicia was afraid. She was petrified.
All right, for Charvros' turn, he's going to once again reach a hand out to Savram, and very quietly, he's just going to say, go. And you see, now Savram's turn, she explodes from her spot, flying across the room at impossible speeds, almost as if she's been quickened.
It's crazy.
Is she a Pokemon?
She
I know.
He's just like, full heal. He's just like feeding her potions and shit.
She moves 40 feet around the room, quick as lightning. And before you know it, Rootmore, she's right next to you. Next to the shocking zombie, with her arm already raised as she swings down with a clawed hand at this electric zombie.
Okay. Add Rootmore.
Ooh.
No!
Come on, Savram.
I wonder if we walked...
Queen!
I'm wondering if we walked in on a training session.
26 to hit.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Not a critical...
We just snuck onto the Millennium Falcon. Luke is like hitting that little bot, and we're like, "We'll help you." We shoot an RPG at the little bot. Like, that's, I feel like that could be what's happening right here. Who the fuck are you? Get out of my ship!
It's gone wrong, though. That's what I. You're right, but it's gone wrong. That's what it.
As her clawed hand, which looks like more muscular or veiny than it ought to be, comes down. It slows against that zombie's like flickering field before you see the claws make contact. And while it looks like it would have been one of those instances in which it slowed, as soon as one of the claws touches the zombie, there is a spurt of black Icarus blood coming out, and the arm actually drops to the ground, still Ooh, flickering.
Whoa! Damn. Direct hit.
Wild.
There is a second attack now.
Pixel perfect.
Which is a miss.
No!
And she will try a third time to swing at this creature, just unleashing a flurry of claws, which also is a miss. Natural 3, natural 2.
Damn!
That's...
But yeah, she just, in a flash, just blinks in front of this creature and just starts unleashing slices with her clawed hands at unnatural speeds. And now it is the shock zombie's turn.
No!
hate that guy.
You can see him begin to wind up, reading back his, like, his one good arm into a punch position before he slow-mo begins to move his fist forward towards Savrum. And that is a critical hit.
No! Wow. Savrum!
Whoa.
Save her.
He's not named.
Yes, finally!
Yeah, total on that would have been a 36.
Oh, boy.
And that is going to do a lot. Can I get... No, sorry. There's no friendship for me.
I'll give you one of my shitty die. What are you looking for?
That's exactly why.
I need to put all these things in water with the salt or whatever to see where they...
Check the buoyancy, see if they're loaded or not.
I've got a D1 I can give you.
It's just a finger. Look at it.
I was going to say, I've got one in the middle of my hand for you. All right, no. This is not good. You hear that? That's a lot of dice.
Gross. Stop.
I will make you sushi if you don't kill her.
Bribery.
Savrum takes 32 points of bludgeoning damage.
Wow.
She also takes 14 points of electricity damage. And as she is struck, you see her begin to fall down.
Yep. Yep.
And the electricity that is built on her now is going to arc to a random individual within 10 feet of her. So that would be either Monet or Rootmore. Monet, do you want odds or evens?
Odds.
It is even. So Rootmore, this arc of electricity...
I was going to say prime numbers.
...flies towards you.
Fuck you.
Hitting you for 7 points of electricity damage.
How much was that? 17?
Seven.
Seven? Okay, good lord.
7 room more.
I was like, woo, woo, woo.
There is then a second fist. You can see the creature moving again, almost like reloading. It just like shotguns forward and hits her, and then he pulls it back again.
Henry Cavill reloading his fist.
Exactly, and it fires this time at... you know what? We're going to be fair about this, too. We're going to say... 1 and 3 is Monet, 2 and 4 is Rootmore. Monet, it flies at you. Natural 20.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Oh.
Natural 20.
I was so gonna. It was in my hand.
Were you gonna pee-pee me?
I was gonna pee-pee you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I nat 20'd on that, baby.
Is there anything I can do with this at this point?
Wait for the next attack. We're going to give it to somebody else, because we're going to roll again here.
You do not pause when people say wait.
Sorry, I was very excited, and he didn't say wait, and he's not named.
No, I didn't say wait. It was just, I was figuring it out, and there was a moment, but I didn't take it.
Yeah, there was a lot of description before I rolled. Monet, this one.
Where did my music go? I hate this.
11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Just give me all the damage. It doesn't matter the type.
23 points of damage.
Monet falls.
Yeah.
And then since there is only one creature within 10 feet, that's going to be you, Rootmore, for the lightning arcing in your direction again.
Whatever!
14 points of lightning damage.
No save?
Nope.
Fuck!
And one more thing to check. Because you see as that last punch connects and the lightning arcs out, the flickering of the zombie seems to come to a slow as it explodes, teleporting 10 feet to the left, no longer flickering in place.
Oh boy.
Which brings us back around, top of round 5, to Scarab.
No.
Now you took away this guy's buffs, right? After what's his name, the intestinal guy got killed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that with so much attitude. I'm just...
No, say it. I'm excited.
We can talk about it after if you'd like. There were multiple things happening, and I can explain them. I can explain.
Oh, I know. It's a zombie bard. No worries.
Okay. I'm going to play this all out at once. 3 actions. Scarab is going to...
pull out a minor healing potion.
Tricky!
Tricky is going to move 30 feet. And in that 30 feet, I mean, he's ending up next to the guy, but I like to see it like Tricky is running up and just smashes his tusks into this electrical zombie.
Roll the hit.
As they run to Monet's side.
Yeah. Huh?
My baby! That's going to be a 30 to hit.
He is no longer flat-footed, so that is just a hit.
Yes.
But a hit nonetheless.
Yes. Ah, one more point, it would have been max damage.
Let's see here.
Wow.
We're tallying it up. That's going to be 19 points.
Whoa.
Of damage.
Kill him.
Tricky's going to slam Tusk into this dude, just trying to, like, knock him down, like, shoving him. Just like a shove.
And unlike before, there's absolutely no resistance now. The Tusk makes full contact, bashing into the side of this thing. It's piercing damage, correct?
Yes.
It like hooks underneath his rib cage, almost lifting him off the floor in his spot before it pulls out, letting out a torrent of this like black ichorous goo. I forgot to roll his persistent bleed damage as well, which I will do now.
I took the die out. I took my little die out, and I was like, "Ooh, you're in the way."
And he takes that bleed damage.
Fucking hell.
What else for me, sir?
Final action. Scarab is going, just holding on to Tricky's ear. It's going to reach far down and try to get this potion into Monet's mouth.
Okay. Roll the heal on Monet.
Oh, where are you?
And she is so dying.
Cannot sleep. She cannot breathe tonight.
She needs somebody or she'll die. 6 rounds, she's dead.
You're cheating!
That's 2.
What do you mean?
6 rounds, she's dead.
I don't know that for certain.
No, it's incorrect. It's way incorrect. It's twice as many rounds as normally.
Scarab, sadly, but something. Scarab reaches down. The potion spills, but 2 HP worth of liquid go into
your mouth. Two HP is...
Yep.
You are conscious.
You're conscious, at least.
Probably her elements are no longer channeled. Probably.
You went unconscious. Does it say concentrate or how, what's the term in this?
Yeah, concentrate.
Concentrate.
That's usually it.
Because I feel like sometimes when it just becomes a part of your body, it's not a big deal. But if you're like, if you've got somebody, if you got hold on somebody, it would break.
Yeah, it's, yep. Yeah. Her elements are no.
Yeah, they automatically deactivate if you're knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you read that part that says you, as part of this action, you can use a one action elemental blast or one action stance impulse?
Nope.
Yeah, that's important.
That is important. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
You could be getting one additional elemental blast every turn.
It's okay. It's fine.
We know now.
We learned.
We're learning.
I'm a big stupid, and I don't know how to use.
It's a complicated class. It's different.
Hey, Tricky's had support benefits for the past like 13 episodes. I think. I don't think I've used it once.
Okay.
Let me just give you guys a little deal. The amount of like tabs I have to move around in Baldur's Gate 3 makes me so happy. I love Baldur's Gate 3. No, sorry. No, the amount of tabs I have to move around in Path Builder for one action for Monet.
Word.
Because, like, her Elemental Blast, I'm supposed to add, like, if it's a one action Elemental Blast, it adds her strength. So I'm reading Elemental Blast and her spells, and then I have to go back to her, like, build to see what her strength is. Mm-hmm. And then I also have to go to her build sometimes to see what her spells are, because for some reason now her spells aren't showing up in her spell list because they're kineticist spells, so they're not spells, they're actions. And it's just...
Your life is incredibly difficult.
My life is incredibly difficult, and I cry daily.
So what are you doing with this action? Weepy?
Action, it's not her turn.
Oh.
Well, you should block.
You're right.
You should watch.
You're alive. It's Rumor's turn.
Time. You watch Oni plays with me sometime and you'll cry less.
She got 2 HP.
Come on, Rudy. tutti frutti on Rudy.
Fuck it. Rootmore points his hammer at this fucking electrical bullshit zombie. Yeah. And I need a fortitude save.
He's had enough.
21.
That does save. But.
Fuck.
31. So 15 spiritual damage with the heal spell. I rolled so poorly.
That's still good, though.
It is still good. Really it is a shame good. Because had he failed, it would have been enough. Your holy light fills the zombie, and you can see not only is it effective, it's extra effective against this thing as its movements become more and more sluggish. Its shoulders are slumped. Its one hand is hanging by its knees.
Damn it. Oh, I got one more action.
And while you're thinking about what you're going to do with that final action, Imad, I must say, your beard looks really nice right now.
You do. It's very straight.
Well, I'm really looking at the surrounding beard.
It's sculpted.
Like on your cheeks and stuff. It's got like a nice, smooth fuzz rather than like popping out. Because I know we both have that.
When I it gets, shaved yesterday.
Yeah, it just looks good, man.
And if any of you guys...
I see you.
If any of you listeners out there are curious as to how good Emad looks, go check him out on either the Curse Caravan YouTube or Bamboo Trauma.
I heard about that recently.
Pretty you can channel. See just how good Emad's beard looks on either of those two channels. Go check it out.
Oh, thank you. Those are killing me. Thank you.
Speaking of killing, what are you doing with that last action?
Rootmore's going to do a battle medicine on what's-her-face. A little girl that's
Savrum
conscious.
That might
and
be
dying.
A bad idea.
Ooh, we're
let's
about
see.
To find out.
Is how we're going to find out?
Oh, shit. Why can't I do math? 25, which is a critical success, which I believe is 4d8. 20 hit points back.
Well, is that spiritual healing? It's not, right? It's
no,
like
just straight
mending.
Up medicine.
Okay.
See, as he's going down, pulls out his medical kit and just starts wrapping shit up, stopping bleeding, healing, all that.
Rootmore crouches an inch. He's already so close to the ground.
Go!
Damn, wow.
Medium sized. Stop. I'm taller than you right now. You're laying on the ground, Monet.
Yeah, she is.
Monet, look at you, look. You're so little.
You're so little.
Healing her for 20 hit points seems very complicated, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Don't mitigate him.
I think she might be a Frankenstein monster.
She's a Pokemon.
D? I mean, this would be. Look at him. Look at this guy. This is such a D scenario. I miss D.
When you do a medicine check, what traits do that have?
Healing, manipulate.
That has the healing trait?
Yes.
Okay. So as you begin to work on Savrum, attempting to stitch her wounds and bring her back to consciousness, she begins to convulse underneath you. It does not seem like what you're doing is helping, but rather hurting. But you're not entirely sure what's happening. Unless you want to roll a check on that at an appropriate time.
Yeah, he's out of actions. He can't.
Which will bring us back around to Monet. Monet, your eyes flutter open. You are on the floor. You can see the slumped over shock zombie just in front of you. What do you want to do?
From her prone position, Monet is going to channel her elements. And then she is going to do a two-action elemental blast at this lightning guy. Hurling a swirling mass of stone.
So wait, you're gonna stand up?
She didn't stand.
Okay, doing this from the ground.
Right on that. From her prone position, she channels her elements and hurls a swirling mass of stone at the electrical zombie. That's an 18 to hit.
That is a miss.
That's the end of her turn. Because I was doing a two-action. I didn't say that, but I knew that in my heart of hearts.
Heart of farts.
Heart of farts full of gas ventricles. They're sent to burst.
Heart of farts. Monet's tamarind was useless. Surprise, surprise.
Hey, stop it. Every turn you get live is a turn well spent. Every turn you get die is probably worth something, I'm sure.
Now, hold on. She channeled her elements. Can I do one more elemental blast with her channeled elements?
You were supposed to do that first, but yeah, go ahead.
I forgot that we discovered this.
Yeah, so
I will
one
do
action.
The MAP on this one.
No, it's okay. That's okay. Correctly, it should have been no MAP on the one action and then MAP on the double. So go ahead and roll the hit.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Yes,
on a magical attack. This dude is toast. Bye-bye.
Oh.
V, we need to get you, just because I'm fucking, I know how it is to play a character like this, need to get you one of a cheat sheet of simple actions that you can do on your turn.
Yeah.
Outside of the big ones. Because it's the simple ones that go unnoticed because
mm-hmm.
you're too busy in the thick of it.
So it says, Protective Charm, you gain a +2 status bonus to your AC and all saving throws until the end of your next turn. So her AC is +2 currently.
Okay, roll that damage. Double.
Right! Can I have some friendship D8s? Okay, that is... is ranged, so that is 15 damage.
Okay.
What are the types?
Bludgeoning.
15 points of damage.
And he is susceptible to her impulses.
And as your elemental blast collides with the creature, you see it is barely left standing. Black ichor leaking from every orifice, and it is heaving to stay standing.
Ah!
But standing it remains.
Man.
Yep. Okay.
Up next is going to be Charbros.
Do something in your turn that tells me a little bit more about yourself, Charbros Vade.
Call her back into your Pokeball.
He stands up weakly, still clutching his side, and he calls out, saying,
"You're killing her, you fool!"
As he reaches a hand forward, and from it spouts a stream of purple energy.
Oh.
That slowly spirals across the room, going over your shoulder, Rootmore, before it seeps down into her.
Yup.
She regains 11 hit points, and her eyes open with a...
ghastly.
Okay.
It is Savrum's turn.
I feel kind of bad, but we learned something today.
Ooh, she dead! Oh, damn, dude. Man... He needs to watch The Walking Dead or something. Like, somehow he didn't see it. This never works out, man. It never works out.
You have to remove the arms and the jaw.
Sorry, I said it was Severum's turn. It's actually not.
Excuse me?
Damn it.
Because she's a Pokemon.
Damn it.
No.
She has to be switched out with the other Severum. He's got like 6 Mews.
The issue here is that as the purple energy is being fed into Savrum, and it moves to the next turn, the severed arm of the zombie...
Oh, god damn it!
It just made a little token of a hand.
...begins to crawl forward, and it actually attempts to strangle Savrum.
That's
terrifying.
So
I don't
hands
do the devil's work.
Stomp it.
Damn, that is a hit.
Oh my god, bro.
Jeez.
90 points of flaming damage.
No.
What a literal waste of space.
Is that from? I agree.
Excuse me.
Living dead on little girl.
That is 7 points of bludgeoning and 4 points of electricity, which is enough to bring Savrum unconscious again.
Oh no! My god.
It's okay, I'll try to heal her again.
And as the fist begins to strangle her, you can see the electricity building around the arm arcs between it and the coils on the back of the zombie. And
just...
that will arc to one of you at random. Scarab, you're 1, 2 for Tricky, 3 for Monet, 4 for
Savrum.
Yeah, 4 for Savrum, And 5 for Rootmore. 6, I'll reroll again. 2. So, Tricky?
Tricky.
7 points of electricity damage to Tricky.
That's my Tricky.
That's my Tricky.
Now it is Severn's turn.
Just then, and a chandelier falls from the ceiling.
She's going to spend her turn stabilizing. And then it's going to move again now to the shocked zombie.
Oh my god, this guy.
Just a fucking single rock is going to fall on this girl.
So she's possibly at dying 3 right now.
Could be.
Possibly.
Well, I mean, we don't know how undead she is.
Oh, I mean...
She could be a dying 7 for all we know.
She went down a second time, put her at dying 2.
It was a joke on undead. It was a joke on undead. It was an undead joke. He said dying 7, which isn't a thing.
I know. I didn't hear that, but I'm saying, like, logically what happened. She went down, she got up, she went down again. So dying 2, and we don't know if she passed her tech. So she's possibly at dying 3.
Her dad will just bring her back.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, what, he's just going to give up?
Yeah, I mean, we can't do anything about it.
I got words for this guy. I just don't know what they are yet.
Scarab, your odds. Tricky, you're even. I missed the tray.
Perfect.
3. Scarab.
What kind of attack?
A melee.
Melee.
He's
okay.
Wheeling his one good arm, and he's weakly flailing in your direction. This is a 22 to hit.
It hits. By one.
By one!
You know, if I wasn't still throwing up on myself.
That is 14 points of bludgeoning, 2 points of electricity. And again, the electricity will arc. Same as before, you guys still remember your numbers?
No.
1 Scarab, 2 Tricky, 3 Monet, 4 Savram, 5 Rootmore. 2.
Frick, man. Tricky again. Yes.
9 points of electricity damage.
We're getting ding all clomped over here.
Oh, God.
But now it is Scarab's turn. Actually, I'm sorry. It has one more action.
Are you serious?
It just swung once, right?
It swung. There was an arc of electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has one more action. It's going to swing one more time at you, Scarab. 25.
Hit. Would you believe I was begging for a crit?
Minimum damage.
Okay.
That'll be 9 points of bludgeoning. And 11 points of electricity.
Scarab falls.
Then the arc is going to fire off through a random...
Again?
Mm-hmm. After every melee attack. So in this case, it's still going to be the same numbers. 1 Scarab, 2 Tricky, 3 Monet, 4 Savram, 5 Rootmore.
If Tricky dies, does he die?
That is a 2. So that's Tricky again.
Dude, what? He's dead. He's dead.
5 points of electricity. Unconscious, not dead.
Right.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
Yeah, unconscious, not dead.
Yeah.
No, he's not dead.
So, Scarab and Tricky are unconscious.
No, Tricky's not down.
He's still up? Okay, good. Because it's your turn next.
Just keep rolling 9s at minimum damage. He has 9 HP. Now he has 4.
No, 9's the minimum on the melee. On the bludgeoning.
Quit rolling 2s, maybe.
Sorry. Sorry my random generator doesn't like you.
You just took 50 points of damage from me, man. Ouch.
Top the round. Scarab.
What do I do? It's been a while since I've fallen.
I've got a reaction I would like to use that I haven't used before. Rapid response. An ally is reduced to 0 hit points. You work quickly in emergencies. You stride towards the triggering ally. You gain 10-foot circumstance bonus to your speed during this movement.
I mean, is that just like a placement move?
Yeah, like my movement's 20, so I can move 30 feet.
Yep.
That's badass.
Go ahead and move yourself.
That's actually
You can make it to here within 30 easy, if you'd like, unless you want to be over here. Which you can do that too.
Yeah, he wants to be right here. Next to the zombie and also next to Scarab and Tricky.
All right.
Reaction.
Badass.
So, Scarab, as for your turn...
So I can spend a resolve...
To stabilize.
Well, Scarab and Tricky both move in initiative before the zombie. Since they went down.
Okay.
Tricky did not go down.
Well, yeah, true.
But so Scarab does.
Same
but
to Tricky's there, right?
But as far as that goes... Tricky would get... I guess technically Tricky would get a free action.
Yes, because you're unable to command him. So we'll have it... This is Tricky's turn.
Okay.
With one action.
Yeah. Tricky is going to smash at this creature. One attack with all their might. I'm going to use my given bottle cap.
No, let me.
You sure?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay. All right.
I had three. Now I have one.
So poor.
He is flat-footed to you because Rootmore is flanking.
Flat-footed, but 19 to hit. And then you're flat-footed.
That is a hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Ooh. Thank you, Monet. 13 points of piercing damage.
Oh, he dead. He dead.
God, he dead.
And as Tricky's tusks dig into this creature one more time, when he goes to remove the tusks, the creature sags and slumps to the floor. The unarmed appendage, which was currently strangling Savrum, suddenly jerks in place and falls limp. And you have killed the shock zombie.
Can you hit that piggy? Can you hit the piggy?
Yeah, man.
Are we...
And you are out of combat.
Oh, thank God.
Your hand falls limp.
I was worried that we're going to continue to be in combat with fucking Chavaros.
And that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, next time, I guess.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise!
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Cursed Caravan theme and the beat you're hearing now is written by Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you, Paizo.
We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios.
Thank you, Michael Gelfi.
Man, I fucked that up. We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio for music and ambiance.
He's got great ambiance.
Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Don't forget to leave us a comment on your podcast app or on YouTube or on our YouTube channel so we can read it on the podcast. Anybody have the YouTube channel brought up?
I can. Watch me bring it up right now.
Yeah, pick one, Fee.
Oh, what?
What? I have to pick one?
Wink?
I'm just gonna click through.
You're right. I've got the thing up. I can just...
He's already got a list. He has one that's circled three times.
Pick one, Fee. Pick it.
Click a random episode and look for a comment.
Here we go. We've got one from the Friendly Dagger. This is episode 36 of Crown of the Kobold King.
We love you, Friendly Dagger.
Say it back. This is during the big zombie horde fights. He says, I was really hoping the zombie would attempt to bite the cursed gauntlet hand and break
this one. He said this one last time.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Shit.
I forgot to.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna heart that. I'm gonna love you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm pretty damn sure, and I'm so sorry.
I don't remember that.
We've totally talked about this.
I'm gonna read another one.
We totally went over that.
But thank you, the Friendly Dagger.
Thank you, Friendly Dagger, and listener, you have to understand there is a lot going on here.
We have lives. Poor human, we make mistakes, unlike our characters, which are flawless and always know what they're doing.
Hey, but you know, the more comments we get, the less chances of reading the same one again.
It's true, you guys are slacking. Emma,
I did post a short of Scarab killing the horde in one of those episodes.
Yeah, Cody has a nice descriptive dialogue in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And Maria commented on the on this short saying, "The zombies are scary. Oh my god, I love it. This is so cool. Is that pig?"
It's pig.
It is pig. Pig got big. Pig got big.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maria.
Yeah, that's awesome. More from pig to come if this 4 HP keeps him up.
Just then.
A chandelier and the 3 guided missiles.
I'm not sure which one's worse.
I am going to try to make more.
I'll have a 2 on the front of them.
I am going to try to make more little shorts of moments in the podcast and stuff. So that way, listeners, you can show your friends like, hey, I know some episodes suck, but listen to how good they've gotten, you know? Hey.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the chandelier and guided missiles thing. It's like, just then, Charvaros' chandelier, which is made of recovered defunct missiles, begins to fall.
But thank you so much for your comments, you guys. We really love and appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Please continue to do that, especially on Apple Podcasts. That's like the most... That's the biggest, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the big one.
I don't know why, but apparently that's the one to go to. But at the same time, Spotify also, and YouTube, baby. We got some stuff going on YouTube.
We do. Yeah. We have the Cursed Caravan YouTube channel where you can watch some cool stuff like that short that Emma just mentioned. And also some videos of just video games that we play.
If you like the cool zombies, then Emad and I tackle zombies in Project Zomboid, where we pretended to be cops in Knoxville County, and that was a lot of fun.
More recently, I play a zombie in our monster camp that's coming up.
Monster Prom.
Yeah, Monster Prom. It's already out. Right. There should be at 2, maybe 3 episodes out by now of Monster Prom.
Or if you want some more like drop knuckle brawl chaos, then you ought to check out Matt's channel at Sweet Boy Toshio. He's got a fantastic yes. series going on right now that involves Baldur's Gate 3 and some wrestling. WWE.
Yeah, brother! Yeah, this wrestling game that Matt has, it's one of the best character creation things that we've ever seen, and he makes the characters look exactly like the characters in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. Go check it out. Give him a like. He's got a lot of great shorts, a lot of great action, some funky stuff happens, and fun editing.
That would be such big fun for my mental health. Thank you.
but
thanks, fellas.
Also, if you don't want to post a public comment, feel free to email us at thecursedcaravan@gmail.com. We'll read those. And you can tell us in there whether or not you want us to read it on the podcast. And if you do, we will. We'll do it.
Hey, and we're the ones that go unheard, not you. So speak up.
Yeah, if you have like a big question or like a topic you want us to discuss, let us know in the email. CurseCaravan@gmail.com.
That'd actually be really cool. Do that. Send us topics.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for being a travel on the Cursed Caravan. We have all of our contact in the contact information in the description. Also, for Michael Gelfie, you can see more about him at michaelgelfie.com.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Well, talk to you later.
Young, dumb, and full of
flayleaf.
Damn right.
Oh, Bobby, we forgot to grab more crab sticks when we went to Winko.
We did, you're right.
Unrelated to anything that Matthew said, started thinking about how hungry I am.
Hungry too.
Hungry for vengeance.